is a great test right now. All right. Hey, everyone. How's it going? This is Jonathan Fritzler, a founder of Education Energy and author of the book, Hack Your Education. I'm broadcasting to you live with our marketing director, Mr. Tim Aguilar. Tim, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. John, how you doing, man?
Doing great, doing great. And right now I'm just here in Starbucks in Jakarta, Indonesia. And it's, you know, ironically the best place that you can find Wi-Fi in the city. So it's kind of convenient, you know, to have and to be able to grab a cup of coffee. And Tim, where are you at right now?
I'm sitting in my apartment in Glasgow, Scotland, in the upper part of the UK, and enjoying wonderful weather here. Not really. It's the weather been pretty bad, but still making the best of it.
Yeah, it's pretty hot here right now, and you know, it's so cool that we're able to link up and to really start this podcast, because we're launching this podcast for the first time. This is the Education Energy Podcast, where we're going to be bringing to you the leading innovations in education from around the world, because part of our mission with Education Energy is to really curate and bring together the leading innovators in education and really be able to share the messages of the people who are passionate about education and innovation, and really share their voice and the best practices so that we can start to, you know, bring, you know, great education to the youth and to adults around the world. And it's really about just, you know, finding out what's working the best and really creating a dialogue around, you know, what the future looks like, because as you know, we're moving from the 19th century into the 21st century. We're moving from the industrial age into the information age, and with that comes a new education system that's being born, and we're excited to share this message with you. So I want to start off by introducing my co-host. His name's Tim Aguilar. He's also the marketing director of Education Energy. Tim, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks, John, for that intro. So yeah, once again, I'm Tim Aguilar. I'm the marketing director here at Education Energy. And I'm kind of in a unique situation where I'm able to work with Education Energy as well as utilize the idea of what Education Energy is that we'll go into a little bit later. But I'm a master's student at the University of Glasgow, studying business management. And this dual role that I have, I think, is a very unique situation that I'm really excited to be a part of. And I hope that me and John will be able to kind of bring a new light to education in general. I mean, I know for me, it was one of those kind of wake-up calls where I was kind of, I looked at education in one way and just saw it as this starting line and this finish line. And in between there wasn't very much. It was just, you know, getting papers done, doing projects, and, you know, that was it. The sooner I could get to the finish line, that was it. That's all I needed to do. I just needed my piece of paper. And now I see the starting line and the finish line are just, you know, they weren't very important. They're not the most important thing anymore. It's everything in between. It's all that energy spent on creating more for myself and those around me through this education process. And John and I, we actually attended the same undergrad at the University of Hawaii. And I think we met maybe once or twice actually in college. But we actually really connected when we both happened to move to Europe. I was in Scotland and John, he was in Amsterdam. He was doing a presentation, I believe, at the University of Leiden. Was that correct, John?
Yep.
Yeah, and I saw that, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. You know, I love this idea. How can I get involved? So I contacted John, and, you know, one thing led to another, and, you know, we're working together to kind of change the game. So, so John, I'll pass it back to you, man.
Cool. Yeah, and, you know, I think it's so awesome, Tim, that we, you know, went to University of Hawaii together, and you know, we were both studying. What were you studying at UH?
I was a film major, a film and psychology major. It's kind of
very cool. And now you're studying business management.
Yeah, you know, cool. I worked in the corporate world for 3-4 years. Before that, I was a teacher, And so kind of combining those two things is really unique to be able to have the opportunity to kind of go into the education world and, you know, change how things, shake things up a bit.
Cool. Well, you know, and I think it's really important to, you know, bring more knowledge of business into the education system, because, you know, what education is here for is to help people, you know, be financially sustainable in their life, not just financially, but really be able to, you know, excel and advance themselves in society. That's what education is for, and really to bring people economic security. And, you know, we are starting to see that people are seeking new types of education because we need new skills. We're using new types of technology. We're using new types of skill sets that the traditional education model is just not offering students. And so now it's really important to, you know, bring this knowledge of business into the education world. And we're starting to see that happen a lot with this rise in entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial education. And it's becoming more and more prominent in not only K-12 schools, but in universities as well. And but what I think is really exciting about Education Energy is that we are bringing this idea of entrepreneurship and innovation into every major and into every topic. And we're asking, you know, like, how can someone who's studying philosophy become a professional philosopher? You know, how can a sociologist become a professional sociologist and actually build a business around them being just that, a sociologist? And so they need this type of training. We need to bring this type of training into education, and that's really what this podcast is all about, is how can we utilize the energy that students are creating in school to advance themselves in society? And I think that that's kind of like the big question that we're addressing in this podcast, and also just in our company, is how can we utilize the education energy that students are creating as a renewable resource to start helping students build their future, build their career, and build their ideas while they're in school.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we've said education energy a few times now. That's the name of our company. This is, you know, this is what we're about. So why don't, for our listeners, why don't we, you know, talk a little bit about what education energy actually is? How would you describe education energy to someone that has not heard of it
before? Right. So basically, you know, students spend countless hours, thousands of hours actually, on research and doing assignments, doing projects, doing presentations. We read books, we do exams, and all of that work, all of that physical energy that students are creating while they're in school, all those hours they're spending in the classroom, we could classify and define that energy as education energy. It's a new type of renewable we've defined. It's this new type of work and this new type of energy. So basically, what we're saying and what we're wondering is, how can we use that energy to, you know, help students create their ideas or help them to get clearer on their future and actually utilize that rather than you know, focusing our projects and our research on things that are maybe not as important to students. Now, in the traditional education, you know, we are taught that the teacher is the beholder of all of the knowledge. And, you know, we go to these universities and you have the prominent professors who stand in the front of the lecture hall, you know, with hundreds of students who are, you know, just consuming this knowledge and this information and you know, so that they can learn that study and that knowledge. But what we're seeing now in the 21st century is that, you know, everyone has a smartphone in the palm of their hand. We have all of the knowledge and all of the information that we could ever need, you know, whether it be from Wikipedia or any of the other millions of websites. And so now it's about, how do we utilize that information? How do we utilize the information that is available to us? And so that also, you know, extends into the classroom. How do we utilize the experience? How do we utilize the knowledge of the teacher to better the student's life? And so, you know, now with this new mindset of education energy being a renewable resource, then the question is, well, how do we use it? how can we empower students to use that time in the classroom to start building things that have more meaning, that help them bring more purpose into their own life and create more real world value, so that their work is actually being utilized in society. And so I think that that's three major things that we're addressing is creating meaningful projects so that students are having more purpose in their life and creating more purpose driven education, and then more clarity for their future. Was that the third one that I said? I can't remember, but I like that one.
Yeah, so one of the things that you had in your book that you mentioned was, you know, turning projects into profit. No, and one of those things that you bring up numerous times was market research. You know, that's something that I wish I would have even just thought of. Like, I mean, it's like, it's this idea where you're like, okay, I'm spending, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. I have this government loan that I'm using to pay for this school, and then they're telling me what I have to do exactly, but they don't even know what I want. So, you know, that fine line between, you know, working with your teacher to change, you know, assignment just a little bit so you can change it so it's something that you are going to benefit from. And not only is that, I mean, I know for me, because I can speak from personal experience, where when I'm working on a project, now all I think of is, okay, how can I turn this paper or this research assignment into something that I can use in the future? How can I recycle this? Yes, it's going to be used for an assignment, but how can I use this paper later, this research project, to say, you know, okay, well, during my master's degree, I did this business plan, and I'm going to be able to use this in the future. So I didn't spend all these hours of, you know, just researching and, you know, all these sleepless nights just trying to finish this paper and then never think of it again. You know, that for me, that's exactly how I think of education energy is, you know, your inputs and your outputs. You know, so, you know, what would some of the best education energy inputs be? What would you recommend for a student, you know, of any level to kind of work towards, you know, what would the maybe the three best inputs be for you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you hit on a couple of good things there. You said, you know, like you were talking about market research, and I think that that's a big one. And but because we're doing a lot of research, right? And as you mentioned, it's like a lot of times teachers, you know, assign these projects and they don't know what students want for their future. And the reality is that most students don't even know what they want for their future. And you know what? Most adults don't even know what they want. You know, it's funny. Most people are just kind of going with the flow of life and they kind of just take what they get, you know, and so I think that the big thing is like, how can I utilize, you know, this next project, say it's a research project, how can I utilize that to discover a little bit more about what's important to me, you know? And so for, you know, for a teacher watching, you know, who wants to assign a meaningful project, the question is, you know, ask your students, you know, what do they want to research? And for the students watching, what do you want to research? You know, what's important to you? What's meaningful to you? What do you want to see more of in the world? Or what's a problem that you see in the world that you want to help find a solution for? You know, because the reality is that, you know, a lot of times we're going to be talking about in this program is looking at the future trends of the world and of your market. You know, we talk about markets, and a lot of people may not know what a market is. A market is like a target market of people. Like education could be a market, or technology could be a market, or America is a market. You know, that's a geography or geographical market. But then you have, you know, markets based on topics. And so this is the idea. We need to bring more knowledge of business into the education world, because then if you have, say you're in a biology class and you're looking at, you know, like the study of the ocean, oceanography, and someone's studying oceanography and the teacher says, okay, I want you to write this essay about the ocean. And you say, well, what should I write it about? And the teacher says, well, what's important to you? And you might say, well, there's all this trash, there's all this garbage. I want to, you know, find a way to clean up the ocean. And then you would ask, what is the future? What is the future of cleaning up the ocean? What's that market look like? And then you might start to look at different companies, different organizations, different initiatives that are currently happening that are addressing this problem. And so now you're starting to see that actually this is an emerging market. This is an emerging need that's starting to unfold right before our eyes. That there is a lot of garbage in the ocean, and there's a need to clean it up. And maybe I can use this research project to actually do that.
Yeah, I mean that's something that I wish that I had, you know, 6-7 years ago when I was doing my undergrad degree. You know, I'm blessed that I ran into you, and kind of it could help me get through my now master's degree. But I mean, it really is something that, you know, I hope that people will watch this or they'll listen to this. You know, they'll be, you know, just stumble upon us on iTunes. You know, they'll be stumbling upon us on YouTube. And if you could take anything from our podcast, it's we want to change how people are learning, how they're applying what they're learning, how they're applying their assignments. Now, I guess we should kind of go through, we've already talked about who we are. I think the plan for us is we're going to be releasing a new podcast and video bi-monthly. So every 2 weeks, we'll be releasing a new podcast. Something that we're going to be following is, John, your book, Hack Your Education. Now, if someone has a question, how can they get in contact with us, John?
Yeah, I think the best place to email us is, our email for our team is purposedriven@educationenergy.net. And so purposedriven@educationenergy.net. You can also email me directly at jonathan@educationenergy.net, and also email tim@educationenergy.net. And so, you know, we're going to be doing these podcasts. And if you know anyone, or if you're someone that's interested in being interviewed on the podcast, we're more than excited to meet you and hear more about your story and share your message as well.
Yeah. And lastly, I think something that we could talk about is what has Education Energy been up to? You know, the last time we spoke, you were in Jakarta, and that's where you are now as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I'm in Jakarta right now, and I'll be going to Hong Kong. And basically, I'm on a world tour right now to meet and interview some of the leading innovators in education. And so the mission is to really identify, you know, who are the people that are doing great things for students and for schools, and who are the people who are, you know, building new types of education and experimenting with these different models, and with the goal of being able to share this information so that, you know, we can advance education around the world, because what we see is that there's a lot of people doing really great things. You know, you have Finland, which I was in Finland 2 days ago, meeting with some of their leading experts in education, and they're going to be hosting a conference in June, which we can share. We'll probably interview those guys in a couple weeks. And you know, like, you see these guys who are doing great stuff, and we want to be able to share their message so that we can, you know, get that word across to the people of the world as quickly as possible, so we can advance education for everyone.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, I think that we should probably end the podcast there. I had a great time speaking with you. And everybody out there, we'll list this information on the podcast as well as on YouTube. If you want to get in contact with us, if you have any questions, something that we can talk about on the podcast, that'd be great. We'd love to hear from you. Once again, I'm Tim. I'm the marketing director. And with me, my co-host is John. And he's the founder Education Energy. So we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Cool. Until next time, see you guys later. Take it easy. Aloha.